Welcome back to the Ball Podcast with me, your host, Stephanie O'Quigley. If this is the first episode that you've tuned into, I so appreciate it and I hope that you enjoy the podcast episodes from here on out. This episode is an interview with Louise Cooney, one of Ireland's biggest influencers and for all the right reasons. Louise has shared her life via Instagram and YouTube, focusing on fashion inspiration, beauty reviews and all-round realness. Louise moved to New York just a few weeks ago and I got to visit her in her new Manhattan abode. I spoke to Louise about leaving everything behind in Ireland to follow her dreams of living in New York, the online hate and negativity towards the word influencer, and her impressions and plans for New York so far. Louise's honesty, work ethic and openness has won the hearts of almost 200,000 Instagram followers. If you tune into this episode, you'll understand why. Thanks for listening and I'll talk to you next week. Okay, Louise, thank you so much for coming on. I'm like bombarding you and you're only your first few weeks here in New York everything together and sorted. It can be hectic.
Well, it's great to see you and to have you come over. And this is a good excuse.
It is, yeah. So I've been watching some of your YouTube videos and we'll talk about New York, I suppose, at the end, because your journey really started out, you worked for Tourism Ireland in New York, actually, funny enough. And you struggled with balancing your career as a social media influencer, because I remember when you came back from New York City the very first time, and that's when I met you first, and we had been like following each other on social media, and you had spent a year out here. Was it a year?
A year, yeah.
Yeah, and then came back and you were like, my year's up and back into working in Dublin. So how was that like initial, just like that experience of your first year living out in New York?
Oh, I loved it. I literally had the best year. And like, I was only talking about it the other day, like it was so different than it is now. Like I literally came out here with no money at all. Like,
yeah,
no experience. I didn't have the blogging thing even at that point. Like I started that when I was here.
So you launched the blog when you were in New York that
I
year?
I had it, but I didn't really blog regularly.
Okay.
And yeah, I kind of launched it as a thing when I was here.
Okay.
And because I was so far, it was easy for me to be a little bit more brave and be like, okay, I don't really care so much what people think, or I felt more comfortable putting myself out there, because I think anyone in New York does. You're surrounded by people who are
doing
going
the
after
thing.
Their dreams, it seems easier. It's easier. It is, yeah. You know? You're like inspired by everybody. So I started when I was here and I just had the best year, like meeting people, like the opportunities, it just felt like anything could happen. And I didn't want to leave after the year. I really didn't want to leave, but I had to, because my second year of work was at home and like I was in a long distance relationship at the time. And there was a couple of reasons I had to go home, but I planned on coming straight back after the year. And then that didn't happen. But it's fine, because like my blog wouldn't be kind of where it is, you know. I really don't regret not coming back straight away. And now I'm like 27 and I'm like back where I really want to be, doing something that I love, and I just can't even, I just feel so like lucky to be able to do this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you came back and you were like, I need to get back to New York straight away, but obviously you got sucked into the working and then it's obviously very hard to return with visas and all that. You know, in those few years that you were in Ireland working and then blogging, you know, as working as a social media influencer for yourself, how much did you think about New York?
Oh my God. It's so, like, I genuinely just, it's weird. I feel in my gut, I know that I'm supposed to be here and I always have. Whenever I'm here, I just feel at home. And when I leave, I feel really sad. And like, I know that sounds stupid, but like when I came out here for the first time when I was a teenager, I was planning on coming to college out here. I have family here. I can see my life here, you know? And I just don't ever feel as happy as when I'm here. There's a lot of different reasons, like the opportunities, the people,
the energy.
The lifestyle, the energy. There's so much stuff that I just love about here. So, yeah, I'm just so happy to be back.
Oh my God. I'm so happy to hear that. I love those kind of stories. When you made the plunge to work for yourself and leave Tourism Ireland after your time there, what was the scariest part about that, and kind of how did you feel about yourself at that time? Like, did you have to explain it to your parents? Were you like, Jesus, people will think X, Y, and Z? Or were you
you know, we just kind of going for it.
Like, thinking about it now, it feels the same, like the same type of risk as moving here.
Yeah.
Like, calculated, but still a risk. At the time, I was really, really busy and I couldn't keep it up. I couldn't keep up my job and and work. I didn't have enough holiday days. I was making more money from my blog than I was making in work. Obviously, like, I was enjoying my blog more than, like, you know, but at the same time, I really like an office environment and I liked working with people. So that definitely, like, working for myself was never a goal of mine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, that for me is not why I do it. I like working what I like, working on what I love, but I'd love to work with people. I'd love to have, like, a team at some point, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was the question? I lost my train
of thought. So, what were the struggles that you had in that first kind of period?
So, yeah, I didn't actually tell my parents straight away. Not that they'd overly judge me. I think they trust my decision, but I just didn't want to have to, like, really explain the ins and outs of, it'll be fine, I'll make enough money to pay my rent, don't worry, it'll be fine. And it's the same with moving here, like, it's a huge expense.
Yeah.
And, like, I have saved and I'm okay. If I don't make a cent for the year, I'll be fine because I've planned for that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's scary saying that to people. It's scary saying that to my parents, being like, it might not work out, but it's okay. I'm prepared for that. Like, you know.
Yeah. So you're just taking that risk and you're kind of...
But I'm not taking a stupid risk. Like,
yeah.
For me, if it doesn't work out, I'll still have had the best year ever. I'll have given it a shot. I'm never going to regret that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a really hard worker, so I'm, like, ready to put in the work and I'm excited about putting in the work. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm back to square one if it doesn't work out. Like, I have, like, degrees and stuff. And I have all these contacts that I've made along the way. And I have to believe that that counts for something.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, obviously, I really want to be doing what I'm doing. And I want to do well in it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it will work out.
I'm positive. You're positive, too. Yeah. I love that. What was the industry like in Ireland for the last, say, 4 or 5 years that you were there? Was it 4 or 5 years? Is that
4 years. Four years.
What's it like? What are the struggles that you kind of have gone through with that?
I think the major struggle for me is, like, the pressure that you feel.
Mm.
Like, you're always on. You know, it's hard because you're always on and you never feel like you've done enough. And the work-life balance, I guess, because you have to be careful how much you share. Mm. Because you still need to take time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I still struggle with that. I'm like, okay, it's okay to take a day off. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand how you could feel, well, I can do more. You know, there's no clock in or clock out. So it's such a weird
job. Like, I can't imagine clocking out on a Friday at 5. Mm. I don't know what I'd do with my time. Mm. It's so weird. Like... But I do love it as well. Like, I really do. And for a while, like, I went through phases of not loving it.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was, like, obviously a time in Ireland where it was really a negative job. You know what I mean? And it was, people thought of, like, bloggers negatively.
Mm.
And, like, that was hard because, like, I work really hard and I've always worked hard. And I just don't want to be associated with an industry that has a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've come out the other side now and people,
yeah,
you know, respect what we do. And
do you think... So there was... There was a website or, like, a social media page dedicated to, like, being negative about influencers, and I think that that's obviously never right in any case, no matter if people are doing right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but how do you think that obviously it affected some people more than most? Do you think that that made the industry stronger, and that, you know, you, as to your point, you've come out the other side of it?
I mean, it was really hard for everybody at the time, whether you were involved or not. It made the industry very, very touchy, and, you know, you didn't know who to trust, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, like, when you go through those hard times in any sense, in every part of life, you do come out the other side stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, as an industry, we've all become more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It was a new industry, though, like it still is. So, like, it didn't obviously make everybody more accountable. It made us more aware, what are the rules? What do we have to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And in that sense, now we're respected because as long as you're following the rules, you're fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't like the way that it was done. And I, in general, don't like that negative energy and the way that it can turn into bullying. I don't like that, you know?
Of course, yeah.
But, like, I do think we've come out the other side and it's worked, you know, for the blogging industry in Ireland. It has made people respect the industry.
More.
And I do think that, like a lot of bloggers who are good and who have worked really hard have come through it and they're even better after, you know what I mean? So yeah
and you said that earlier before we started recording that you think that the influencer industry in Ireland has kind of has come streets ahead of themselves and have a lot of respect, and brands kind of have a lot of respect for influencers. Do you mean that in a sense of like spend and creative freedom? And
well, when I originally planned on coming out here, I was like, oh my god, you know, there's so much money out here, there's so many opportunities. Honestly, like the influencer industry in Ireland is huge, and people are so much more engaged in Ireland than they are here.
Because you remember when Snapchat did like statistics and it was like Ireland is one of like the biggest users. I think it's like that nosiness.
Oh, like, but like if say a blogger of my size here, they would not have the same reach and engagement and viewers. They just don't, like, it's just the way it is. I think it's because Ireland is a small country, like we all feel like we know each other and we're just engaged, you know, we follow everyone, and it's interesting, like. And I remember I was talking to a girl who's a brand manager for a UK company, and she was saying like, even Ireland in comparison to the UK, like, you do not get the same, like, the influencers don't have the same, I don't know what's the right word, like, not power, but that they don't have the same influence, I guess. You know, than in Ireland. And it's funny, and it's great, like, you know.
Yeah, it is.
But it definitely is like a booming industry in Ireland. Like, it's a fun one to work in because we get, like, I literally, before I came out here, I've worked with every brand that I've wanted to work with, more than I even thought that I could. So it makes me think, like, okay, if I could do that, like, if I was actually decide I want to do something and really work hard, like, probably could, like, it could happen, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's like I'm going into a new market, so it's totally, totally different. And like, I really am excited by that challenge. Like, I'm like so ready for it.
So you left a lot of, you left the market in Ireland in a good place. Like, it wasn't as if like things were going downhill.
No,
like,
not
if
at all. Anything, things I feel were like going. Every year people are bringing into their marketing plans more, you know, like huge budgets are put aside. And I always, so I don't really get to talk about this side of it often because I feel like I'd bore people if I talked about it, but like, think about the reach. And when I know, like, say circulation of magazines and print and the price that people pay for ads,
oh my god, bananas. I know.
And
that
what we get paid in comparison is like nothing, you know.
I've
what I
tweeted
mean?
About this before because I get, because I'm a publicist, so I get all the insights to statistics.
Crazy. Like, they're getting way better value working with influencers, way better, because they're getting way more reach
to give people an idea, like, price. An ad in like a Cosmopolitan or Marie Claire in America would be about 700,000, so nearly $1 million. A full page ad.
But see, the thing is, they have companies that they need, sorry, whole of companies of people that they need to pay. So for me, it's just me. You know what I mean? Which means I work 24/7. But like,
it's way
cheaper.
Yeah.
And they get a way better deal, and they're getting really good engagement and impressions, and I can give them the exact return on investment. I can tell them how many people clicked through the link. I can tell them the exact amount of eyes that saw it. I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But so there you go. Yeah. I love how you like know the back end. See, that's another thing. It's like, and I know I said this to you already before we started, but it's like the back end of what is required as an influencer is just bananas, and I don't think that people understand that.
I know, and honestly, I think people would be absolutely bored out of their brain if they do it. But like, for example, like, we, like, on my account, I do my accounts. I do, you know, I have to keep track of everything. I am my negotiator in a sense. Like, I email people, I'm whether a relationship builder, I'm the face, I'm the, you know, I do a lot of, I wear so many different hats.
Yeah.
I'm the editor, I'm the
publicist,
director, I'm the, you know, everything. The photographer sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, we do a lot. And it's, I always find it interesting, and like when I hear people from magazines talking like how they all have different jobs, you know what I mean? Because like, everyone can do everything. You know?
If you want to, if you know what the bigger picture is at the end.
Like, maths is not my strong point, but like, there's a certain amount of maths that I have to do.
Of course. Do of course. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Sorry. So we were saying, like, the industry in Ireland is booming, and, you know, credit where credit's due, and they've, you know, really started to pick up on influencers and the value of that. Leaving that behind and coming to New York, like, and starting from scratch, I just have to like hand it to you. Like, it's a really massive decision.
Yeah.
Because you said it before, like when you're up top in Ireland or you're a blogger of your size in Ireland and put that into this industry here in New York or into the US, it means a lot less, unfortunately.
Means nothing.
I wouldn't say nothing, Louise.
People don't care. No, but like I always said, like I much rather be a small fish in a big pond. That's just me as a person. I prefer that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like I'm not doing this because I want to be well known or I want to be the best at what I do. I'm doing it because I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you only get to live once, and like I'm only in my 20s once, so like now is like really, I genuinely feel like it's probably no better time for me to move. I'm single, I'm 27, I'm like a little bit older, I just feel like I'm in a good place to move, and I feel confident about it, and I'm excited about starting from scratch. And like if it doesn't work out, doesn't work out, like it's fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah Who cares?
Yeah, and honestly I just feel like already in 3 weeks I've met so many people that if it doesn't work out, something else will come along and it will be fine, you know?
Yeah So you have kind of a very just like go for it attitude.
I want to like give it a go and just see, and like if it's just, honestly I don't care if it doesn't work out. I'm just happy to be like experiencing this, living here and meeting all the new people and seeing something completely different. Like I said, like I literally worked with every brand that I could possibly want to work with, like my favorite brands. This year I had like opportunities that I never thought that I would have. And even if I stayed, I wouldn't have been happy. I wouldn't have been happy in Ireland doing all that, because I wanted something else. And I think for me, it's just like the excitement of something new is like more rewarding than any collaboration I could do, or like you know.
It sounds like the way I felt, like I felt like it was like an itch that I couldn't scratch for a year. And as much as I loved my life in Ireland, and I had such a great opportunity, and I just couldn't accept the fact that I wasn't in New York.
And it's also like how do you define success? Like and then I would have always thought success for me would have been like the brands I work with, the money I'm making, how I'm respected in the industry. But like I don't know, like I feel like maybe it's more just how happy I am and what I'm doing, and like excitement, and you know. Sometimes you just have to change it up to keep that.
How do you stay true to yourself with all the collaborations and kind of putting yourself out there so much? How do you make sure that you're still,
like, how do I work with brands and make sure that it's a fit?
And also like giving out so much content of yourself, and obviously you're saying, geez, I wouldn't post that now. Like everybody has, it's only natural to say I wouldn't post that. How do you
in terms of brands now, I feel like I'm in a very fortunate position the last while that it's been ages since I've had to do something that didn't feel like a proper fit. I just feel like it's so many fashion collaborations that I want to work together, and for me that's so, it's so easy, it's so natural, it's what I would do anyway. So like I haven't felt like I've had to force any content in the last while, and I feel like that's why things are going really well, because people don't feel like I'm forcing stupid ads on them, you know. But I don't, like in terms of staying true to myself, I think it's just time and practice and getting older, and I don't know, like it's so funny, I was talking the other day and I say to people now, I can't believe where I am now because I used to be so shy. Like the last time I was here, like the idea of talking to a camera scared me. And when everyone said like everything's going to video, I used to love writing. I was like, oh my god, I hate this. Like, and like when I look back at videos of me, and I was with my friend Charlotte, who's good friends with Darren Garrity, and Darren didn't remember, she used to do all those impressions.
Yes.
And she did an impression of me back in the day, and like I was flattered that she even wanted to, but like I was like a robot, like I was so scared talking to the camera, like, and now I just feel like I vlog every day and I'm like, it's so funny, like you can, I never would have thought I would be able to do that. So like anything you want to do, as long as you put the time in and the effort, you can do it, basically. So I can't even remember what the point of me saying that was, but
I don't know where we started. I wanted to ask you, just jumping on the back of that point, when you studied whatever it was that you studied in college, was it business?
I did communications for my undergrad and then marketing.
Okay, so, but yet you kind of seem to have that belief that whatever you want to do, you can do it. your strong areas might be in maths or whatever. So is that the kind of advice that you would go out to somebody else, not even in the influencer industry, but in whatever career that they're in?
Like, I don't, honestly, when I say that there's anything, the only reason I believe you can do anything that you want to do is because of where I am right now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't always think like that, but I've always been a hard worker, do you know what I mean? But like now I'm like sitting in my apartment in New York and I'm like, I can't believe this actually. Like 5 years ago, I would walk past an apartment like this and be like, that's a complete dream, that would never happen for me. So I do, like, in that sense now I understand that when you work really hard, like, it can, but I didn't always think like that. The one piece of advice, sorry, that I would give is, and someone gave me this to me in school, is just to always do something that you're interested in, and it will all make sense. Like, so when I did communications, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was kind of torn between journalism, blogging wasn't that thing then. I wanted to do fashion because fashion was what I was interested in, but there was no fashion courses. So like, I went to the DCU because they had a fashion society and it was like a big one, and I was always drawn to things that I was interested in. And then, like, looking back now, I can join up all the dots and it's all, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I just think, as long as you don't worry about the end goal, especially when you're young, just do something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And
it will work
out. It will make sense.
Yeah.
You know, eventually.
Yeah. How do you think the industry, so what are the main point of differences of the industry over here as opposed to in Ireland?
I don't know, like, because it's, I'm still like very at the early stages. I haven't met that many people or anything, but I'm trying to like reach out to people because I want to have friends in the industry. I want to go to events and see people I know, and like, I'm like a social person. I don't want it to be that different to how the industry was for me at home, and that's what I enjoyed about it at home, you know. But I do it's funny, even yesterday I met some US bloggers. How they shoot content is different. It's definitely more like cheesy, we're definitely more real. It's definitely more staged here.
Okay.
You know,
I seen, like, I was driving by, I was in Soho, we were like driving through Soho, and like this woman was like, I don't think there's anything wrong with this, not overly unusual for us, but she had like a tripod on the corner, and she was like, it was probably about like 11 a.m. on like a Wednesday, and we were doing a site check and work, and she was like just like modeling in front of the camera with her tripod, and I was like, yes, like, I loved it, because I was like, she obviously has to get the content, clearly she's working like out with like sorry, it's just, I don't want any static for the phone or for the thing. She was obviously working for herself and like had to like get the content, so like I thought that was like, I don't think you'd see that like on Grafton Street.
Oh my God, no, you'd be absolutely slagged so much.
Like. Right, yeah. And we still have that kind of mentality. It's like, you don't want to be seen, like, even...
I like that, though, in a way. You know, like, I really do appreciate perfect Instagrams and really pretty pictures. I do. And I do like them. But it's... No, there's not really room for that style, I don't think, in Ireland. And I like that it's real and that we get to share and be open and, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I never really noticed that. So, like, being over here, so, like, obviously the influencers I follow, like, 50% Irish, probably 50% American, just because I know so many of them now at this point. But the content is definitely more, like, pristine and clean and, like curated.
Ads. Yeah, like, curated.
And ads, yeah.
And, like, I was with the girls yesterday, and I was like, they probably think I put no effort into my photos because... They're just more like, shoot them there and then, I shoot them on my phone. I don't, like, I used to have...
Do they all have big cameras?
Yeah, and we were talking about them. And I used to use cameras. And then I stopped using them because the photos wouldn't get the engagement. People didn't like the setup shot, like, you know?
Yeah.
And then they were saying the same. And I was like, that's funny. Then why do you do it, you know? But I guess, I don't know.
And you're so are you trying to stay more candid and kind of differentiate yourself that way?
I think I'm just, this is just my, it's just developed into style. My style.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I think people follow me for fashion, and now they're following me for the apartment updates, and they're like, they don't need all the curatedness of it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so well, your YouTube video for like your part one and part two of like moving to New York was like, everybody in the comments were like, it's so real, and like, you were just being so genuine and honest, and like, I had some laughs out of it because when I moved here 3 years ago, and like, still like struggled so much with like finding your feet, and my first year was a complete blur, and I think people have that misconception that like, you like land on your feet, and
so funny,
isn't it? Like, it's just, it's such hard work and it's so scary, and like, you know, everybody has their own like battles and struggles when they move here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure.
And it's funny because like now I'm just like, anything bad that happens, I'm like, oh, it's funny, Olivia, it'll be a good clip for the vlog, you know what I mean? So it's great, like everything.
Yeah,
even when it's something bad happens, I'm like, I don't really care, it's fine.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because I remember you didn't get your keys on time and you were yeah. like, thought it was like,
okay, that was annoying because I was literally homeless with like four bags and I was like like literally in a hotel lobby going through trying to find stuff to wear and I didn't know where to stay. And
yeah,
but
that's the reality of it.
I mean, yeah. I got in after 2 days, so it's fine.
Yeah,
but yeah, like the bed, just all the little things that happen along the way are like, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to like look back at the vlogs already and be like, I slept on an air mattress, you know, with no furniture and like,
yeah,
it's funny.
I know.
It'll be nice to look back on, I think, when I'm set up, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think that you'll continue to like kind of keep your finger in the pie in Ireland and
yeah.
Because you have so many friends there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I honestly, my friends were only saying it last night, my American friends, they're like, your accent is so much stronger than the last time you were here.
Oh my God.
I was like, I hope I don't lose it. You know, I really I don't. Know. I think I'm older now, so I don't think I will.
Yeah.
And I like, I love, I want to keep in touch with everyone at home. And I think when I went back 4 years ago, it really gave me a chance to really love Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Limerick and I love Limerick, but I got a chance to live in Dublin, work in Dublin,
mm-hmm.
experience Dublin as like an adult and like socially. And yeah. I love it. Like, I do love Dublin. So I think maybe if I was younger and I'd stayed here, I wouldn't have had the same love for it.
Yeah.
And like, obviously all my family and my friends, like I'm so close with everyone. So I will always be, there's never a case of like, I'm gone to America and that's the last of me. Like, I'm going to be, yeah. you know, over yeah. and back a lot, I think.
Yeah.
And keeping in touch with everyone. And that's the one thing I think, the biggest struggle that I've had since I've come here is like the time difference, mm-hmm. like accepting, okay, no, I live here now, like stop working on Irish time, like waking up at 5 a.m. like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I need to just like settle here and like,
yeah,
like it took me 3 weeks to change my number on WhatsApp for my Irish number, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's, yeah, and to get like an American number.
I had an American number, but like I just didn't switch my number and I'm like, any new friends I make aren't going to be able to contact me, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I know, I had a conversation with like a friend that I used to work with in Dublin, and like she came back and she was like, do you know so and so, like she's obviously still working in Ireland, she was like, do you know so and so, and I was like, she's like, do you know that model, and I was like, no,
I know,
like,
it's funny when you're out of the loop and like, so when you're in Ireland, everybody knows yeah. you know what I mean,
I was like, God, I'm so out of the loop, like, because like my life is not, because because you're saying about losing your accent, like I work with Americans and I like,
you haven't lost your accent,
but. I know. I mean, I feel like comfortable with you, but when I go into work, like I have to like slow everything down because
it is annoying, like, when like you say things, like, and people don't understand you, like,
I know.
I've already been like, you don't know what I'm saying.
I know,
you know what I mean, I'm like, it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's like the little phrases we have, like, oh, I'm not arsed, or like blah blah blah, and then people look at you and they're like, she talking about, like, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, or I was like to my boss, I was like, come here, and like, you know, you want to say, I was like, come here to me, and she was like, I'm sitting right here though.
I know. And then like if you say like you're passing, like, oh sorry excuse me, like, and then they're like, it's okay, and I'm like, no I'm not actually sorry, I'm yeah. just like,
you're like, excuse,
yeah,
they're like, excuse me, and you think they're being rude, but that's just what they say.
I know, I feel rude when I say like, excuse me,
yeah, excuse me. Yeah, like, so that's like, to us it's like rude. And also another thing is when you say thank you and they say you're welcome, you're like
or like, it's you're okay. welcome, or you say thanks and you're like, it's okay, I'm like, okay.
Or you say thanks and they're like yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like, we just automatically, as we're so, so modest that when somebody says thanks, you're like, thanks. You just like, it's like a mutual.
Yeah, like, it's not like a conversation. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, thanks. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. No bother. Yeah. We're so modest. So like, funny. Living here has made me like be so much more cutthroat. Like,
I know.
Oh Jesus. I mean, you've got such a taste for it already, like, after living here for a year, but it definitely does. So what are your favorite parts about New York City, like, in terms of, like, its favorite areas, favorite restaurants, and least favorite?
God, I don't know about restaurants, because there's just so many.
Oh, but God, yeah.
Favorite area, I love Soho, I love the people watching, oh my God, the style. Like, I actually, the first weekend I moved here, I just remember, it was Fashion Week also, but, like, I remember being like,
Mm.
The style, Mm-hmm. And I remember like thinking that Americans don't have a good style, and I was like, I was wrong. I was like, wow. But I think New York is obviously an exception, like everyone's so stylish here. I literally walk down the street and get outfit inspo, which is like a walking Pinterest board. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that feeling. My favorite thing about New York is that people are really, really like hardworking, and they really go after what they want. Mm-hmm. And then there's people have so much fun here. Mm-hmm. Like you can do both. You can work really hard and you can have so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can get the rewards for working really hard.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So like that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
And I love the lights, and I love walking around, and I love people are like most people are sound, like, you know, when you're having a good, obviously when you're having a bad day, then you'll meet all the assholes at one day, but
yeah,
like for the most part I think people are really friendly, and the food is good. I had a good nice bagel this morning, like.
But you still cook your own food as well. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it, to get produce? And
well, yeah, my rent is just so high that I'm like, I need to not eat out all the time. I need to like make an effort to cook and stuff.
Yeah, just save so much money.
But yeah, like in terms of like the food, to make sure you're getting okay food, like not like the processed stuff.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, it's tough. And what's the worst parts about New York, or any areas you don't like, or any things that you wish would just go away?
I think like everything I love about New York, you could probably equally hate it as much if you're having a bad day. Mm-hmm. I just remember from the last time that I lived here, like the highs are so high. And then like you can have lows that are equally as low, and like you can feel very alone. And I think to a certain extent, like when I came back, I was like, well, I need to be more responsible, like now that I live here by myself, because it can be just like a city where you can just be out all the time, and you can be, you can literally run yourself into the ground if you want to, like, but you have to be like, no, like look after yourself, treat it like a home, like I'm trying to like build life here. So yeah, just to, I suppose I'm trying to build like a good network of friends that I don't feel like alone ever here.
Yeah,
because it, like it is one of those places you always need plans, I find, because if you don't have plans, then you're just going to be like sitting in alone with 10 million friends who are dotted all around the city, but like you're like,
yeah,
what do I do, where do I go, like, you know.
Yeah, it is, but it's one of those places as well, I find, that you just get caught up, like you could meet somebody like in work, or like some a friend of a friend, and then next of all, like you're like in their friend circle of friends, and like people introduce you, like I don't even like, it's just, it's funny how relationships work, and like people, everyone here comes, you probably notice that everyone comes here for a reason, and that it's all almost like a mutual reason that you know, people are like here on their own, kind of. It's not like people are like going home to their families at night, like,
yeah,
you know.
No, totally. Yeah, I feel like everybody has, like you said, everyone's come out here with their own goals. Everybody's come here
to chase something.
Chase something. And it's one of those places where I do love that about the city too. Like you can go out, I feel so comfortable meeting people I've never met before. And like I learned that here. I learned how to network and meet strangers and introduce myself. I learned that when I worked here the first time.
Yeah.
It's not like that in every city. It's really not. Like in Dublin, if you do that, people kinda look at you funny, like
You have to know somebody to know somebody else. Yeah.
So I do love that about here, that like you can meet anyone, and as long as you're outgoing enough, anything can kind of happen.
Yeah, yeah, you know, for sure. Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, and I'm so proud. Like this is like probably the only time in my life that I felt like really proud of myself. Okay. And it's just because I'm like, I can't help but take a minute, because I'm sitting on my couch and I'm looking out and I'm like, this is like my dream. Like, this is it. Like, I'm like, I could die tomorrow and I'd be happy. Because this is like my dream, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know it's like it's a small dream, but it's also a big dream in a way. Like, I just love where I live and I'm really proud that I was able to get here. And I did everything for myself. I paid for everything. I saved myself. I worked really hard. Like, the last time I was here, I lived in like a horrible apartment. It didn't matter. It didn't make a difference in my experience. It was an amazing experience. But like, everything that I've done is off my own back, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have people helping me. So that makes me really proud of myself.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that. I love that kind of story.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much for coming on. It's just so nice to hear the authenticity of like your story, and how that, you know, obviously drives you to be authentic and everything else. It's very important too.
I love talking about it now. I feel like it's so exciting, and like,
yeah.
And I keep getting messages from people saying like they're so inspired and stuff like that. Like, that is honestly like the nicest thing ever. And I'm like, it's crazy. I've never had that before. People messaging me stuff like that. So I'm like,
yeah,
it's you cool. Know, and like, honestly, I think as a woman, it's amazing to be able to inspire other women. And I'm like, men have been doing this for probably so much longer. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, like, it's cool to be like, you can be single.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be a girl. You can do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can work in fashion. You can, you know, do well and be happy really and well. Be successful and get like do what you want to do and reach your dreams and everything. Mm. So that is nice to be able to be to send that message to people. Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can be nice and you can be normal and you don't have to be a bitch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's like the message of the whole podcast. Mm. It's like, just be true to yourself and be genuine and hardworking mm-hmm. and be able to say, yeah, I am proud of myself.
Yeah. And like, though I said, though, I've done everything myself, like in terms of like getting here, I have had like, since I've got here, so much help from other women messaging me, reaching out to me, even here, like so many Irish women. And I've made plans to meet like 2 Irish girls next week that I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I think that's a message I want to share, like that people are so, women are so helpful and so good
and so powerful,
and we need to be aware of that, I think, more and appreciate it more and help each other more, you know,
because
only positive things can come for it. There's, you know, only room to grow. I think there's no such thing as competition.
Yeah,
we can all just help each other, you know.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love finishing off on such a high note like that. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.